This week, the Commerce Tigers host the Farmersville Farmers. It's senior night for the Tigers. Hello, I'm Matt Minky. Let's check out highlights from the match. The Tigers received the opening kickoff and immediately began a multi-play drive into Farmers territory. But Commerce didn't see this one coming.
And now on first down from the 28-yard line, the pass is picked off for Farmersville. And going back the other way with the interception for Farmersville, it's Alex Lee.
But three snaps later, the Tigers forced Farmersville to punt.
Now fourth and 20 from the Commerce 41-yard line. Tigers coming with the blitz. Of course, a punt here, and it is blocked. And this is going to be a touchdown for Darian Hubbard of the Commerce Tigers.
Just some good pressure by Commerce special teams. A bad snap from Farmersville. Martinez in there to block it. Darian Hubbard to pick it up and take it back.
The extra point was no good, but Commerce took an early lead 6-0 early in the first quarter. The Farmers couldn't convert on their next possession, but a short time later, the Tigers were right back into the Farmersville back 40 again.
Tigers going with J.J. Prothrow and Kalen Smith as running backs. Smith to the left and Prothrow to the right of Sam Wells. Now Sam Wells comes up under center, takes the snap, quarterback sneak, churning forward, close to the goal line, touchdown.
A successful two-point conversion attempt made it Commerce 14, Farmersville 0 in the first. On the preceding kickoff, the Farmers displayed some really impressive running skills and put themselves on the scoreboard.
And here's the kickoff by Cortez Crosby, low down the center of the field, and return for Farmersville to the near side. And this is Andrew Simons. Look out, he's down the near sideline. 20, 10, touchdown Farmersville.
The Tigers blocked the extra point, but it was Commerce 14, Farmersville 6, with 4:20 left in the first quarter. Then in the opening minute of the second quarter, Farmersville topped off a long drive with a big score.
The seventh play of the drive started at the Farmersville 42. They remain in the T formation with two tight ends, three backs lined up shoulder to shoulder behind the quarterback, Christopher Stanley. Stanley takes the handoff, gives it to J.D. Davis. Big hole over the left side, 10-5, touchdown Farmersville. 23-yard touchdown run by J.D. Davis.
A successful two-point conversion attempt, and it was a brand-new ball game. Commerce and Farmersville knotted up at 14 with 11:52 left in the second quarter. After much back and forth, it was way later in the second with 5 minutes left in the half when the Farmers took the lead for the first time in this match.
Pitches back J.D. Davis. Davis going left off left tackle. Big hole down the sideline. 20-10, and it is a touchdown for Farmersville.
They run it off the edge. One guy there to make the tackle, but he gets blocked to his knees, and he takes off running up the sideline.
Two-point conversion attempt was good. Farmersville went on top 22 to Commerce's 14. The Tigers attempted to claw back with another score in the first half, but could not get past the Farmers' defense. So at the halftime break, Commerce 14, Farmersville 22. Resuming action after halftime in the starting minutes of the second half, Commerce came out of the gate with the goal line in mind.
Here's the play up the middle. On the ground go the Tigers, and it's a touchdown for Commerce. And that is Kalen Smith on the carry for the Tigers.
So you see the Commerce Tigers coming out here in the second half, get the ball and make something happen with it. They get points off turnovers, climbing back into this ball game.
Everybody was two-point conversion crazy tonight, but it just didn't always work. This two-point conversion attempt was no good, but it made the score Commerce 20, Farmersville 22 with 10 minutes 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Later, with 4 minutes to go in the third, the Farmers plowed a steady path that stopped in the Commerce end zone.
Here's the second and goal from the one out of the T formation. Stanley gives it to Pennington, charging forward, has the touchdown over the right side for the one-yard touchdown run.
Farmersville decided to jump up and start making some noise in this District 6-2A. They did it last week. They're doing it tonight.
Another two-point conversion attempt. This one was busted up by the Tigers. Farmersville 28, Commerce 20. Later in the fourth quarter, the Farmers continued to beat up on Commerce on a 91-yard drive.
And now back to the T formation, and it's Darren Pennington plowing forward inside the five. Touchdown! 13-yard touchdown run by Darren Pennington on the next play after the 14-yard gain to Jatias Clark on fourth and 14. Gave him the ball at the 13. And on the next play, big Darren Pennington lowers his shoulder and plows into the end zone for Farmersville.
This two-point conversion was good and made the score Commerce 20, Farmersville 36 with only 7.5 minutes remaining in the game. But these Tigers were not caught by the toe necessarily. They still had some fight left in them despite being down a few scores.
Snap to Sam Wells in the shotgun. Rolling out to the near side, gonna run it. At the 10, at the 5, at the pylon, diving touchdown.
Wells didn't wait long to make the decision on that one. He saw some room to run, tucked it, run, makes it, gets hit at the 1-yard line, dives and hits the pylon, puts 6 on the board for the Tigers.
And a two-point conversion attempt was good. Commerce 28, Farmersville 36. Only 3.5 minutes left in the game. But the Farmers had no intention of letting Commerce try to tie it up. Farmersville cooked the clock and served themselves up a win. The final score, Commerce 28, Farmersville 36. That puts one more game on tap during the regular season for the Commerce Tigers. On the road at Caddo Mills, Friday, November 9th, kickoff at 7:30. We'll have that game live for you here on 88.9 KETR, along with the big Friday night scoreboard program, score updates from all around Northeast Texas. I always try to handpick a couple of my favorites, maybe funny, outlandish moments from our call of the game and what we call the Minky moments of the game. And here are a few of them.
Farmersville Tiger football continues after this on 88.9. The sun will come up tomorrow. And
you got to be careful, John Mark. You can make me jump into an Annie song pretty quick.
Thanks for listening to the highlights on your station, 88.9 KETR and KETR.org. I'm Matt Minky.